Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. It's called one of the most ambitious colorization projects in television history. Smithsonian Channel's hit series, America in Color, back for season two, putting the color back into history, restoring it to life as they dig deeper into historical archives, private collections, and home movies in search of the people, places, and moments that helped define the 20th century. Nit Metcalf is executive producer of America in Color, with over 100 hours of credits for U.S. and British broadcasters. He ran three seasons of the National Geographic hit series Ultimate Airport Dubai, also Jungle Sharks for Discovery's Shark Week, Invaders for Animal Planet, Animal Fight Night for Nat Geo Wild, and many more programs in the U.S. and U.K. Senior producer of America in Color is Lucy Redout, part of the team creating the pioneering first season of the series. An extensive background in programming for U.S. and U.K. broadcasters, including Investigation Discovery's hit summer show, American Monster, season 5 of the network's top show, See No Evil, also National Geographic's Nazi Megastructures, known for her passion about stories and storytelling. Nick and Lucy with us on This Week in America to talk about season 2, America in Color, Smithsonian Channel, premiering Sunday, November 18th at 8 Eastern Pacific. Nick and Lucy, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you for having us.
Season 2, everyone is looking forward to seeing this. It's a whole fascinating new look at history. Even if we think we know it, we get it from a whole different perspective in season 1, and I'm sure the same will happen in Season 2.
Absolutely. I mean, there are two things that we try to look for stories that are interesting and fresh, and sometimes they are really fresh. They've never been seen before, especially if we turn up footage that no one really knew about. But the other thing that is really different is when you colorize it, some of these stories really come to life. They really pop. You sort of think of, you know, the past, and you've seen black and white footage, but it felt like it was in the past. Suddenly you look at it in color, and it could be today's news. And if we've done that, we've done our job.
Yeah, for example, we've never seen gunfights at the OK Corral in real color before, and that you start off the season with that. It gives us a whole new perspective. And let's talk about season 2. You capture our nation's explosive transformation with all the episodes in the season. What all are we going to see in season 2?
Well, apart from the Wild West, which kicks off the season, we have episodes that look at the Golden Age of Hollywood, titans of industry, American royalty, American playtime, and the last one was, well, that was,
Titans of
industry. And so it's a very different way of looking at American history in the early 20th century.
Lucy, talk about the approach you take, and that's decade by decade, and it really gives us a chance, at least mentally, to sort all of this out and really enjoy what happened during that particular 10-year span of our country.
So that's, season one tackled that as a decade by decade. Now in season two, we're taking a scene per episode, so although it's still chronological, we're looking, for example, the first episode is the Wild West, and we're taking it kind of from the sort of dawn of the 20th century and seeing how the West opened up and how it became, it faced challenges of water and built a lot of the dams in the 1930s. And you see Arizona, for example, started as really quite a small town, and then by the end of it, by the time you get to sort of big industrial boom of post-war, it's the city that you'd recognize today. So what's great about this season is being able to take themes, whether it's the West, whether it's organized crime, whether it's Hollywood, and then look at America across the 20th century and how over that time has really changed and not only changed itself, but influenced the world.
It's fascinating the approach you take, the process to get this colorized and on television. I mentioned one of the most ambitious in the history of television, and that's really not hyperbole. That's exactly the case. You had to go through, what, 23 miles of film, 5,800 hours of research. Talk about what the team has to go through to find the footage, to restore the footage, and to colorize it and get it ready for television.
Well, we scour all of the archives that we can find, the National Archives, but we also, and it's a great moment if we can find it, we try to find private home movie collections, because very often they will show stuff that no one's ever seen before. And they also give us an insight into what ordinary Americans were doing at a moment in history. And it's been very satisfying to find some of those moments. And I know that one of Lucy's particular favorites came from a moment like that, a family in
Brattleboro, Vermont, in Prohibition. And they're just an everyday normal family who take a vacation to Canada. But during the 1920s, going to Canada means being allowed to have a drink. And all of their home movies capture the vacation with whiskey. But when they return home, being good American citizens, they throw their empty bottle away on camera to show they're returning to the prohibition of home. And it's just a lovely personal private moment of the family that reflects America as a whole at that time. I think that's one of the great enjoyments of the series.
Let's talk about, before you can colorize, you have to restore, and you find this footage, some of it is very, very old, probably not in the best of condition. How do you go about restoring the quality of the film for the series?
Well, the team that does the colorizing is actually very good at restoring images. Sometimes, yes, as you say, the image is not good, it's been damaged. But if you've got a succession, as you know, each film is... it's 24 frames a second, and you look at the frames, and if you've got a few frames that are damaged, you can look at the frames before and after, and you can see what's missing. You can restore those frames which have been damaged. You can recreate the image. They do that, and they take a lot of time and trouble to do that before they colorize it.
Lucy, let's talk about the colorization, because they have researchers that go back. They would virtually analyze every shot with color references to make sure the colors they're using actually were colors that could have been used during that period.
Absolutely.
Absolutely right. So they spend a large amount of time once the films are made doing exactly that. You know, it's, some colors you can guess, the sky is generally blue, the grass is normally green, but actually the colors people were using, what was in fashion at that time, what color was being used in cars, they go back and not just looking for visual references, but written references, whether it's in adverts, whether it's in logs. And they spend a huge amount of time, researching exactly what those colors could have been to make it as true to life as is possible.
Looking forward to Season 2, America in Color, Smithsonian Channel, premiering Sunday, November 18th, 8 Eastern Pacific. With us on the program, executive producer Nick Metcalf and senior producer Lucy Ridout. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. Looking forward to Season 2. Thank you.
Thank you for talking to us.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.